That's right. Yeah, the trend in Donegal has been at one end of the spectrum. So while rents are rising year on year everywhere in the country, the smallest increase by some distance actually was in Donegal, 1.7%. The next smallest increase is Roscommon at 5.7%. And at the other end, you have places like Waterford and Limerick cities where rents are 20% higher than a year ago. And it's something we've seen not only in the rental side, but on the sales side as well, with Donegal seeing much weaker growth in prices or rents than elsewhere in the country. I suspect that's down to the uncertainty around Brexit. We also see it, if you look within counties, you see it in the very north of Louth as well, much more modest increases than elsewhere. These are communities that depend on an open border, and if that's under threat, that's having an impact on in the housing market and in day-to-day lives.
And I'm sure you foresee not much of a change until we find some sort of a solution and that uncertainty is solved on Brexit, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a testament to how strong demand is countrywide that even with all that uncertainty, rents are still going up. Not by a lot, but they are still going up. And they've increased now by a total of 25% over the last 4 years in Donegal. Now, half of that was before the referendum on Brexit and half, roughly, is after. But still, it just goes to show you the mismatch between strong demand and very weak supply in the rental sector countrywide, that rents are still rising despite that uncertainty.